We continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch to discuss the halachas of Baal Tosef. If someone adds, has a mitzvah, the Torah gives us a mitzvah, and somebody adds to that time of the mitzvah, that is considered Baal Tosef. And therefore, the halacha is, if somebody, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, sits and eats in the sukkah and sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, or somebody puts on tefillin on Shabbos, he's over about Tosef. The Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis teaches us that if somebody sleeps in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he gets Malkus. And Rashi there in Divrei HaMaskil Mitzvahs teaches us that he's over Baal Tosef to use the words of Rashi, Mishim Shemoisef Yoim Al Yoim Osho Al Shah. He adds days, adds hours. And so too does the Gemara Masechta Ervin Daf Tzadik Vav Amun Aleph teach us that according to the man, the Omer Shabbos Lav's man tefillin, the Shabbos is not the time to wear tefillin. Somebody who puts on tefillin on Shabbos is over Baal Tosef. And there too, Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil Zog teaches us that it's considered that he's Baal Tosef because he's adding another day. Shabbos was not meant to be a day to wear tefillin. And by putting on tefillin on Shabbos, he's over Baal Tosef. And what Rashi seems to be teaching us, that just like as we've mentioned in our previous year, one is over Baal Tosef when he adds to a mitzvah, he makes five batim to the tefillin, he puts five tzitzis on his beged, adding a day to your mitzvah is also considered being over Baal Tosef. Ramosha, in the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe Oyre Chaim Chel Gimel Simen Yud Gimel, has a sort of different explanation. He says, why does sitting on the eighth day of Sukkah, on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, have to do with the previous 7 days? So he says, what the Baal Tosef is that the Torah gave us instructions on how this mitzvah should be fulfilled. The Torah says the way this mitzvah should be fulfilled is by sitting in the sukkah 7 days. By you sitting in the sukkah 8 days, you've changed what the Torah has said. The Torah says put on tefillin 6 days of the week, not Shabbos. By you putting on tefillin on Shabbos, you've changed the tzura, the way the Torah wants the mitzvah to be fulfilled. However, given this explanation, one is only over Baal Tosef if he sits on the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, if he's sitting there l'shei mitzvah, especially with the explanation that we just gave for Ramosha, because he changed the way the Torah said the mitzvah should be fulfilled. But if he's sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it just happens to be comfortable for him to sit there, then he wouldn't be over Baal Tosef. Similarly, he'll only be over Baal Tosef in our example of sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is if he fulfills the mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres on this extra day in the same fashion that the mitzvah is fulfilled on the other days of Yontif. But if he won't do it that way, it won't be considered that he did Baal Tosef. The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, in discussing this question, says the way to avoid the problem if you need to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is take out the kelim, make a physical change to the sukkah. What that will be considered that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be fulfilled, and it won't be considered Baal Tosef. Rabbi Elchanan in the Kibbutz Shurim, Chel Bei Simulam and Gimel, along the same reasoning, says that he once asked Rabbi Chaim Brisker, if you did Baal Tosef in a fashion of mitzvah habor ba'aveira, will you be over Baal Tosef? What's the explanation of that question? We're saying now that if you don't do the mitzvah the way the mitzvah is supposed to be performed, you're not over Baal Tosef. So now the question is, you didn't fulfill it the way it's supposed to be performed. You didn't fulfill it the way it's supposed to be performed, not because there was anything wrong in the actual performance of the mitzvah, just because it was a mitzvah bar ba'aveira. Will that create a situation of Baal Tosef? How far do we take that point that the mitzvah that's not performed perfectly can't be Baal Tosef? Moreover, the halacha is that even the case that we're explaining, that you're over Baal Tosef by sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael, is only in a case where you're sitting on Shmini Atzeres. But let's say you're sitting in the sukkah any day during the winter, or during any time during the year, where it's not right next to sukkahs. So it's obvious that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, then you would not be over Baal Tosef according to most poskim. It really is connected to another question of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but many poskim hold that any other time of the year there is no problem about Tosef. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Lulav Halacha Zayin seems to teach us that you're only over Baal Tosef if you fulfill the Iker Mitzvah. But let's say you didn't do the Mitzvah and you only did Baal Tosef, then you're not over Baal Tosef. And the Rambam, as I said, says, Tamil Neutelman, the Rambam in describing the Mitzvah of Dalaminim, says, how do you fulfill the Mitzvah of Dalaminim? So he says, you take lulav echad, v'esrog echad, v'shnei badi arova, v'shloisha badi hadas, v'mroitza lohoisa badas, if you want to add more hadasim, k'dei shtei agud g'doyle, it should be a large bundle, moisif, v'noye mitzvah, it beautifies the mitzvah, avshah haminim eim moisifim u'minyonim, the lulav, the esrog, the arova, don't add, v'engor mehem, Vim Hosef Ogor Apostle. And if you did not take the proper number of Lulav, Esrog, and Arava, says the Rambam, it's Apostle. And the Rambam is saying that since you did the mitzvah in a fashion about Tosef, you're not Yotz. The Kesef Mishnah says there on the spot that the Rambam and the Tshuvas HaRambam retracts from this psak. And he says that even if you didn't take the proper number, there's no issa Baal Tosef. But it seems that if indeed you were over Baal Tosef, you would not be yotze the mitzvah. However, certainly, if you fulfilled the mitzvah properly, and in other words, you sat in the sukkah properly all days of Yontif, and now you also were over Baal Tosef by sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, that does not have the ability to retroactively disqualify your mitzvah. If you do the same mitzvah twice, even though you weren't obligated to do the same mitzvah two times, you're not over about Tosef. Because about Tosef, as we keep on saying, represents changing the tzura of the mitzvah. But here you're not changing the tzura of the mitzvah, and therefore you're not over about Tosef. And the raya is, we know on Beit Kiyah Shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't tell us to blow Tkiyas the Miyoshev and Tkiyas the Mu'umid. So how could a Chazal gone and made a Gzeira to do it twice? From here we see that if you repeat the same mitzvah two times, there you're not over Baal Tosef. Of course, if the Torah specifies that the mitzvah should be done only one time, then you would be over Baal Tosef. There's a fundamental question that the Paiskim discuss. We know that the halach is that women are potter from mitzvah cessation as man groma. But we also know that many women fulfill mitzvahs that are mitzvah cessation as man groma. And there's a question, why could a woman fulfill a mitzvah cessation as man groma? If the Torah tells us that she's exempt from such mitzvahs, why should it not be considered that as she fulfills that mitzvah, that she's over Baal Tosef? So, Tosef in Masechta Erev in that Tzadik Vav, Divrei HaMaskil Dilma, and the same Tosef appears in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that Flamin Gimel Amit Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Ha, quotes Rebbeinu Tam, that says women are allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah cessation's man groma, like we find Michal Bashol put on tefillin, and we make a bracha when she put on tefillin. Women are potter from the mitzvah sasei a tefillin, it's a mitzvah sasei shizman groma. So Taisha says, and this is the way the Divrei Yecheskel in Simon Chav Ches explains Tosfos, that when it comes to fulfillment of a mitzvah, there are two elements. There's a chiv mitzvah and there's a kiyum mitzvah. Chiv mitzvah means, are you or are you not obligated to do the mitzvah? And as we know, mitzvah is a say, man groma, women are not obligated. They're exempt, says the Divrei Yecheskel in explaining Tosfos, in the Chiyuv Mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that they're exempt from the Kiyuv Mitzvah. And if a woman is Mekayim, does a mitzvah, even a mitzvah that she's not Mechuyiv in, the halacha is that it's not considered Baal Tosef. And as we said as well, doing a mitzvah in a time where there's no connection to that mitzvah. If somebody during the year will take out a shofar and blow a blow, it will not be considered that he fulfilled, that he was over Baal Tosef, because it's b'chlal not the zman of mitzvahs.